His is the name above all names. There's a lot of names out there, but ain't nobody like our God. Ain't nobody like our Jesus. His is the name above every name that's on the earth. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
You have no rival.
Jesus, everybody. There's nothing like it. Listen, hopefully you said Jesus coming into 2018 and you're going to say Jesus going out. We're going to say Jesus going into 2019. We're going to say Jesus going out. There ain't nothing like the name of Jesus. I said there's nothing like the name of Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus in all the earth. There's nobody more powerful. There's nobody more transcending. There's nobody more elegant. There's nobody more miraculous than Jesus. Somebody yell Jesus, maybe it'll get on the person next to you. Maybe it'll get on them. Maybe it'll get on them. Maybe it'll get on them. If you would and could, if you would and could, please stand on your feet all over the building. If you got two good feet to stand on. If you don't, I understand that. But if you got two good feet to stand on, I just want you to just stand on your feet as we get ready to go into the Word of God. Here it looks like we got about 53 minutes or so before we partake and literally leap into the year of 2019. And the Lord has placed something on my heart. I want to talk about the voice of God. That's really what the Lord gave me. It's the theme for our church, really, for 2019. The Lord's been very favorable and faithful to me and just giving me what his heart is saying for this body of Christ. And so those of you here today under my voice, you're grabbing something that I know that you will carry throughout this entire year. How many of you would say, without a shadow of a doubt, you need to hear from God? Man. You say, without a shadow of a doubt, I need to hear from God. Without a shadow of a doubt. How many of you, let me talk to you for a second. Then we'll move. How many of you, the voice of God's been a little cloudy in 2018? Okay, you don't have to raise your hands, but I know you're there. It's been cloudy. You've not really been able to make it out. Some of y'all have got a lot of voices talking to you. But you need to listen to the right voice. And that voice is the true and the living God. So I really believe tonight you'll grab something and you'll eat on it and you'll use it throughout this year. What if I was to tell you this is the most important year of your life? What if I was to tell you that some of the decisions that you will make will catapult you into the next season of glory for your life? I think you halfway want it. Any man or woman who has any level of inkling with the living God certainly wants to hear from God. But we're living in a day where there's a whole lot of voices out there. The fact of the matter, especially with social media, anybody can say anything at any point in time. And if you're not careful, those words will get on you. You've got to hear from God. Whether or not you know Jesus or not tonight, maybe tonight will be the day. Well, I'm not going to even say maybe. Tonight's going to be the night that you get to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm speaking and I'm standing on that thing. That's why you're here. And tonight is going to change your life. You are going to hear the voice of God. You are going to practice and you're going to walk with God. Amen, everybody? Let me give you the word of God for tonight. Let's open up here in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. Before you're seated in this wonderful church on the cusp of 2019, I need you to touch at least five people and tell them, this year is my breakthrough year to hear the voice of God. Come on. Five people now. Five, five, five. This year is my breakthrough year. I think you was talking to the wrong person. They ignored you. That last person that you talked to ignored you. Find somebody else. That last person, they ignored you. They didn't even hear you. This year, somebody yell out, this year is my breakthrough year to hear and to obey the voice of God. And if you believe that, put your hands together. Listen, church family, and my bishop, my pastor has coined this, and he said this to me dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and I wrote it, and I'll have it for you. Take a picture or write notes, whichever is easiest for you. If you can learn to hear and obey the voice of God, you will look a lot smarter than you really are. Let me say that again. If you can learn to hear and obey, it's one thing to hear God's voice. Come on, everybody. It's another thing to obey the voice of God. But if you can learn to hear and obey the voice of God, you will look a lot smarter than you really are, and you will receive credit from people for simply being obedient. It's something, everybody, because God led me to speak this message in a certain way, and I'm going to begin it as such. Because I'll give you something that you're very familiar with, because we live in a Wi-Fi world, do we not? We live in a Wi-Fi world. I mean, many of you came in here tonight probably trying to get on Wi-Fi and maybe asking somebody, do you know the password and all these other things. And I'm not even sure if in this school we can get on their system. I don't know. But many of you probably came in here trying to figure all of that out, because it's like everywhere you go, it's amazing. You go through any restaurant or any place of venue, anywhere you can sit down, posted on the door somewhere is free Wi-Fi. They know that that can draw people, because you can then surf the internet, do work, or just do kind of what you want to do to spend your time as you would like to. But I want to ask you a few questions, and we're going to post them up. And again, these will be things that you'll be asking yourself throughout this year. Does God have Wi-Fi? Does God have a Wi-Fi connection? Because many of you have had a hard time tapping in. Many of you had a very difficult time. It doesn't make you a bad person whatsoever. None. No, not whatsoever. But you've had a tough time tapping in to the voice of God. So then you ask yourself, does God have a Wi-Fi connection? I'm having a hard time connecting. Every time I get on it, it boots me out. You ever had that experience? You get on the internet and all of a sudden you get kicked out. Isn't it amazing how frustrated we get just for not having internet? Some of y'all had an argument with the restaurant owner this year. Y'all ain't got no Wi-Fi. Y'all ain't got no internet. It's amazing how frustrated we get with things that just a few years ago wasn't even available. Okay, don't spend no time there. I notice there are a number of people around me connected. Why can't I get on? Because those of us who are serving God, if you're serving God, you got some people around you, truth be told, and always should, you got some people around you who are hearing from God. And so oftentimes you say, well, why is everybody hearing from God and I'm not? Huh. And then this last one, somebody gave me the wrong password. Because sometimes you labor, let me talk to at least 10 of you, sometimes you labor in a prayer posture. And you're seeking to hear the voice of God without any response. Is there anybody out there that had that experience in 2018 that you're pressing and you just want to hear God speak? Has anybody said these words, Lord, do you hear me? Sometimes you're wondering how God speaks. How does God speak? What does his voice sound like? Does God speak audibly? Moses. Shoes off. The ground that you are walking on is holy ground. When we read the word of God, we read the word as such that God spoke audibly to Moses. I can tell you, I, in my life, in 47 years, can only say that I've heard the audible voice of God like that just probably a couple of times. Like that. Everybody does not hear from God the same way. I'm just trying to free somebody in this place right now. Because you're trying to hear from God like grandma did, or like your mom did, or like your aunt did, or like your father, or anybody like that. And we all hear from God in a different manner. But I've learned that God will tailor make his voice according to you. Oh, my goodness. Because some of you pay attention to other people's voice more than you do tapping into the voice of God. So I found that sometimes God will speak to somebody else to talk to you. Let me talk to a few husbands in here. I found out that oftentimes when God wants to say something to me, he'll speak it right through my wife. How do you know that? Because sometimes I don't like it. Can I get an amen in this place from every husband in this place? Can every husband in this place give me a hand clap because I am right in the kitchen? Now, all y'all that clapped in trouble because you just said your wife says stuff that you don't like sometimes. What is the password? Does everybody have a different one? Once I'm done connecting, do I need to sign off? How quickly can I get back on? Do I ever sign off? If I'm on God's Wi-Fi, do I ever sign off? Do I have free access or do I have to pay for it? Is there a cost to pay to talk to God? Oh, my Lord. There's not a monetary cost, but it's going to cost you something. I can tell you that right now. Okay. Here's one for, should I upgrade my equipment to accelerate my speed of response? Is there anybody in here that God took a long time to answer in 2018? Is there anybody he just said, my Lord, but my mama's here tonight. And I used to go to church with her many, many years ago, and they sing that song, or my grandmother used to say it, however it used to go, but it was, he may not come when you. Clap your hands if you had an experience in 2018 where you were frustrated because God had not answered your prayer. Because, I'm not done. You were frustrated because God had not answered your prayer, and you were wondering why God had not answered your prayer. And you wanted something before God was ready to give it to you. But you were frustrated because it had not happened. And then it did not happen for a gap of time. And then when it happened, you realized why it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen. And you gave God praise for allowing it to happen at the perfect Kairos moment instead of the time that was in your flesh. Because many of us in this place can admit, if God would have done for you what you asked for when you asked for it, you would not have been ready to receive it. Sometimes God will take you through a season to test you and to watch you. I'm talking to anybody in this place. Maybe you feel like this. I feel like I've been hacked. Maybe you feel like these folk. You feel like, I feel like I've been hacked, man. I feel like my whole access has been hacked. It's like every time I'm talking to God, I'm hearing something else. I'm confused. I'm like, what has happened in my life where all of a sudden all of these voices are disrupting me? It's like my service has been interrupted. I don't know if I'm talking to three or four of you, but I'm talking to somebody tonight. You're at that place tonight where you're saying, what must I do to get clarity to the voice of God? The enemy has stolen my information and now he's using it against me. I knew I should have secured my signal. You know the devil will use stuff against you. Sometimes we talk and we tell too much. Sometimes we have to wait for the timing of God. One of the most difficult things on the earth is to wait for God. Is to wait for God. How many of you know God will offer counsel to you? See, God offers, watch this, God will offer you counseling, not information. It's a big difference. Information, you're looking to be fed on what you desire to do. Counsel, God can tell you no. And most grown folk don't like to be told no. Boy, y'all staring at me like I must be in the house right now. What I found out, everybody, God has an impenetrable Wi-Fi wall. It cannot be penetrated. Are you ready for this? This is straight, fresh manna from heaven. Do you want to know what God's impenetrable Wi-Fi wall is? It has all the security protection that you need. The devil cannot penetrate it. He cannot get through it. He cannot decipher it. He cannot understand it. He doesn't know it as God does, because it was written and breathed through the breath of God. Somebody yell, what is it? It's the word of God. It's the word of God. Y'all thought I was going to come up with something all fancy. It's the word of God. I need to tell somebody right now that the word still works, that this word still will protect you. This word will still keep you. Reading this word, this word can command angels to come up in your household. This word can protect your children when they go out to school. This word can protect your wife. It can wrap a cord around your wife. This word can get your brain right. This word can get some money in your bank account. This word can get you saved, redeemed, blood washed, filled with the Holy Spirit, talking in tongues. This word can get you to a place that the devil does not understand. There's no gadgets. There's no gimmicks, everybody. I can't give you no gadget and no gimmick to 2019. What do you want us to do? You got to get in his word. I know we've gotten fancy in 2018 and the millennials and all this other stuff, but it still comes down to the word of God is ever changing. The word of God, sharper than a double-edged sword. Yes, the word hurts. Yes, it cuts. Yes, it's convicting. But yeah, the word works. Lean on somebody and say, the word still works. 2019, watch this, the year, 20 deals with, watch, a perfect waiting period. 20 deals with a perfect waiting period, 19 deals with faith. 20 deals with a perfect waiting period, 19 deals with faith. So one of the other things that we're thinking about for 2019 is the year of great faith. So I'm believing God that we will step up in our faith. You say, well, Pastor, I don't have much faith. No, you have, to every man has been given, let me proof text to you. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is what? It is impossible, those of you who've been in church a few times, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he hears and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently. How many of you don't know, diligently is a difficult thing. You're going to have to pry. You're going to have to push. There might be some tears. There might be some heartaches. But those who diligently seek the Lord will be able to please him. Romans 12 and 3 is what I just said. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who's among you not to think of himself more than he highly ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. All of us have faith. You have faith that chair was going to hold you. You just sat down. You didn't think about it. You didn't test it. Ain't none of y'all tested. You didn't go. No, you just sat down. You have faith that when you leave here, your car going to start. Come on now. Don't let me go old school now. Don't let me go old school. Don't let me go old school back in that day where we'd be walking in that car praying the whole time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just command this car to start. And okay, don't y'all act like y'all ain't never been there. Do I got at least 72 people in here that have ever laid their hands on the hood and said, by the blood of Jesus, not today, Satan, this car is going to start in the name of Jesus. Engine, you will start. Brakes, you will work it. I need to talk to somebody who has been talking to their car and told the devil, get out my engine right now in the name of, no, my transmission is not going out of the blood of, you are not about to eat up my finances in the name of, oh, I'm preaching right now. Somebody need to get this. That is not going to be a year where you're going to get hit with all this mess from the enemy, because the devil will come in and try to start messing up your money, messing up your mind, all kinds of crazy stuff happening in your house. You need to take command over your house when you go home tonight. And you say, this is not going to be a year where my heating going to go out. What? No. This is not going to be the year. The devil is a liar. Yes. Yes, that happens. Absolutely it does. Well, Pastor, if I'm blood washed and born, how? Because Satan used small gateways to get in. Oh, I don't want to spend much time here. I really don't. But Satan used much. And my wife and I, we working on this so hard. We are. And I don't want to embarrass nobody. And so I won't get into that. But we working on that because there's gateways that the enemy can get into your home. And the radio is one of them. TV is another one. Video games is another one. Oh, my Lord. Don't you go there, Pastor Locke. I just got to tell you like it T.I. is. That's just the reality. And so you got to make sure that what is feeding and what is in the atmosphere of your home is purified, because what will happen, I know I'm talking about 75 people in here right now. You walk in your house. We've all done it. You walk in your house and you feel something in the air. You say, something is off in here. Okay. Even Jesus said to him, Matthew in 21:21, so Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and no doubt, you will not do only what was done to the fig tree, but if you say to the mountain, be removed, and what? And be cast into the sea, it will be, can we say those last few? It will be, say it again, it Genesis 3:8, I got to move. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden, Adam and Eve, everybody, come with me real quick. In the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Imagine hiding yourself from the very essence of being that God created. They hide themselves among the trees. And then the Lord God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" As though he lost him. Let me ask you in this place tonight, where are you? Where are you in your life today? Oh, physically, you're here. Where are you emotionally? Where are you mentally? Where are you spiritually? Because God did not ask Adam, "Where are you?" because he had lost him. He asked Adam, "Where are you?" because Adam had lost himself. See, the fact of the matter is that when you go through a few things in life, you can lose yourself. You can lose your identity. You can lose whom you stand for. You can lose hope. You can lose courage. You can lose faith, because the world is unapologetic. Stuff will happen in your life, and it can jack you up emotionally and mentally. And every human being walking this planet, God at some point in time will ask you, "Where are you? Why are you talking so bad about yourself? Why are you talking about you ugly and don't nobody want you? Why are you talking about, why are you still mad because you're still single and you thought you was going to get married in 2018? Don't you know I love you? Don't you know I got somebody in store for you? Don't you know that bozo that you was dating was not the man for you? I know more than you do. Trust me." Is there anybody receiving? Anybody thankful for not marrying a bozo in 2018? Huh? Married folk, put your hands down. I saw married folk with, huh? Put your hand down. You already married. And you didn't marry bozo, you married Boaz. Come on now. Why the wives not clapping? Why the what? Stand to your feet, girl. Stand to your feet. Cheer for your Boaz. Come on. Shoot, I saw some women getting up and clapping. They know, yeah, get on up and clap, please. That's the way to get your husband's heart right there. See, then you go home and you say, "Honey, can I get that?" Absolutely, you can, please. The way that you was clapping for me, girl, you can get whatever you want. Go ahead on Amazon right now. I don't care. Get whatever you want. Can I hear a wife say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So he said, gotta go. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And the Lord said to Adam, "Who told you you were naked?" In other words, you've been hacked. Let that sit in. You've been hacked. Somebody done tapped in to a frequency that I gave privately to you and that woman. But now you're telling me something that I never told you. You weren't even created to be naked. God didn't put clothes on Adam and Eve until they discovered they were naked. And they didn't know they were naked until they started talking to the enemy. And they began to talk to the enemy because they got bored. Because God sometimes gets into a season where it's not constant rhetoric. God does not talk audibly all day long. There are times where God gets quiet on purpose. Is God not like a dad? God is such a dad. It's what our parents did to us. It's what we do to our kids. You have a season. You ever watch your kids do something silly and you want to say something, but you just walk away and you just allow them to learn on their own? You ever tell your child not to do something and they mess around and do it anyway? And there are times where you don't even go and tell them, "I told you so." Why? Because they're going to come to you before you have to go to them. My mother used to tell me that all the time. I don't care how mad you are at me. You're going to need me before. Come on now. Come on. Come on. I know that's God. Like, I know God will say to us, everybody, I don't care how mad you are at me. How many of y'all got mad at God in 2018? Oh, you lying. By a show of hands, how many of y'all got mad at God in 2018? No doubt. Just makes you human. Aren't you glad when you get mad at him, he ain't get mad at you? Aren't you glad that when you went to him and you said, "I don't like you," he ain't said, "I don't like you either"? Because you know that's what people will do, right? Oh, I got to move on. I got to move on. Man, I got to move on. Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the man said, "It wasn't my fault. It was her fault. That wasn't me." Oh, Adam said, "Oh, that woman that you gave me, see, God, you didn't make her the right way. Now you're telling God what to do. No, you didn't make her the right way. The woman you gave to me, So Eve, what happened? Well, it was a serpent. Somebody say, "I'm going to take responsibility for what I am responsible for this year." Real quickly. I need every husband in here. And if your wife is here, stand up real quick. So I want to do this. Honey, come on over here. Because the Lord gave me this, and I want to do this. If your spouse is here, you need your spouse in this, okay? So if your spouse ain't here, sit down. Real simple. But if your spouse is here, she should be standing up with you. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear. That's all me. I wasn't clear. She should be standing with you. Okay. The Lord gave this to me, and I want to give this to you, and then I need to keep it moving. Okay. Every husband, listen to me. Look at your wife right now. This year, I will guard and protect you with my very life. I will adhere to the word of God and will do my very best to respond to his voice. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I give him a big hug in the name of Jesus. Every single person in the building, stand to your feet right now. Come on, every single person right now, every single person, stand to your feet, every single person right now. What you trying to figure out? You either got a ring on your finger or you don't. What it do? You looking for your husband? You ain't even got married yet. Stand on up. He might be here, but he ain't yours yet. So you ain't married. Well, I got a man, Pastor. Stand up. You ain't married yet. You ain't married. Every single person yell, this year is my year. I'm single and I'm satisfied. And I will hear from the voice of God this year in great clarity. And it shall be the greatest year of my life. Every single person, put your hands together right now in the name of Jesus. Be seated in the name of the Lord. Number one, write this down: perspective. I'm going to give you three things. Perspective, that's what's happening this year. You're going to gain perspective, as in you're going to find out where you are. Won't ask you to do as a show of hands. Wouldn't want to embarrass you in that way, but there's many of you right now that don't know where you are. Now, you know where you are physically, but you're at a space and a place you're just not sure what You're just not sure where you are right now. You want to do better. You're here to do better. You hope to do better. You're praying to do better. But I believe that God is saying, tonight, I found you. 1 Samuel 3 and verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. I need to jump right into this. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out, here's the key, in the tabernacle of God. And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Why is this so important? Let me give this to you real quickly with regard to the tabernacle of the Lord, the tabernacle of the Lord, the center for worship. The place where people could focus on the presence of God. Write this note down, because God's voice is identifiable where God's presence has established itself. God's voice is identifiable where his presence has established. So what I'm saying is that you have to have an atmosphere that invites the presence of God. And when you have an atmosphere that invites the presence of God, the voice of God begins to become more identifiable. Because I need to tell you, in this year, you'll have many voices talking to you. But you need to be able to discern and decipher whose voice is God's. Is that good, everybody? And he said, "I did not call, lie down again." And he wouldn't lay down. Then the Lord called yet again and said, "Samuel." So Samuel rose and went to Eli. He said, "Here I am, for you called me." Because Samuel's figuring Eli must be calling him. Samuel's trying to figure out, well, who's calling me? I heard a voice. I heard a voice. Somebody called me. There's only two people in the room. It must have been Eli. He goes to Eli the first time. Now he's on the second time. He says, "You called me." Eli says, "I didn't call, my son. Lie down again." And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. He said, so he arose and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Okay, why is this so important? Therefore Eli said to Samuel, watch this, "Go lie down and it shall be, if he calls you, that you may say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" Why is this so important, everybody? Because sometimes you get into a season where you hear something, but you're not sure, and you're not able to really decipher whose voice it is. I'm hearing the Lord say that in 2019, God will place you around people who can discern the voice of God. See, it's important for you to have people in your space who can hear from God. Okay. Listen, one of your friends got to be saved. Oh, my Lord. Well, I can close up shop right there. You got to have one of your friends who's saved, who knows God, so that when you get into a pickle of life, you can then go ask them questions and ask them to pray for you. Don't ask friends that are not saved to pray for you. Who are they praying to? You need somebody that knows the voice of God. And you don't have to call a bishop. You don't have to call a minister. You don't have to call Pastor Locke. You can go to your saved girlfriend. You can say, "Girl, I'm going through a pickle of life. Can you just intercede and pray for me? Girl, I've been up all night. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I can't sleep." When she knows God, she'll say, "Listen, I think God's trying to get your attention." Sometimes God will make you restless, and sometimes God will mess you up. Okay, does anybody know oftentimes when God is talking to you, he'll make everything around you uncomfortable? Why do we think everything's got to be groovy gravy? If it's good, then it must be God. No, no, no. Sometimes stuff is a little rough, and God will confirm himself in the roughness at times. Everything is not always groovy glory now. Oh, man. Eli said, go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant speaks. This is so good, everybody, because Eli tells Samuel that the next time you hear God's voice, bow. Come to him in humility. Speak to him as though he is the one and only true living God. Tell him in humility, speak, for your servant hears. There was direction that the Lord gave to Samuel, which ended up being an actual judgment upon Eli. We won't go into that, but maybe that'll be your homework assignment. Number two, write this down. Presence. Have you invited him in? Presence. Have you invited him into every situation? God wants to be involved in every situation of your life. How many of you know God wants to be involved in your relationships? He wants to be involved in your relationships. He wants to be involved in your marital life. He wants to be involved in your work. God will help you find a job. God will tell you who to call, when to call them. How many of you know God will get you hired when you're the least qualified? Oh, shit. I need to talk to somebody who's really expecting something. How many of you know God will give you a bonus and a raise when you really didn't even deserve it? How many of you know God will see you when don't nobody else sees you? How many of you believe God's got something waiting on you? How many of you believe God's got an Ephesians 3:20 waiting on you in 2019? Exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ask and or think. If you believe that, put your hands together and say hallelujah. Boy, I need to go on because this clock is moving. Luke 15:11-24. This is this parable of this lost son. You've heard about it as the prodigal son. Many of you are already familiar with this verse, and so I'm going to wrap it around. Men, come on up here. Here it is. We get into Luke 15:11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them into his livelihood. Many of you know this. Some of you who don't. Here it is. This man, he wants his stuff sooner than what he should have it. He says, give me all my stuff right now, Daddy. I want my stuff now. This is a parable Jesus is telling. The Bible says that the father gives the boy the stuff. He gives him the things because they were set for him. He gives them before they were due to him. But because he asked for them, he gave them to him. And what happens? This boy, he goes off into this field, and the Bible says that he goes into this prodigal living. He's just living this lavish lifestyle. He's wasting stuff. He's just burning through stuff. Why y'all acting like you ain't never had a situation and circumstance in your life like that? I've asked questions before. How much money would you have if you had all your stupid money back? All that stuff in your closet you still ain't wore. Okay, keep going, Pastor. Keep going. Here it is, this man. He's out. He's spending all his goods. He has nothing left. And you all know the Bible says that this man becomes so broken, he has empty. He's empty. Everything is gone. Everything is gone. He goes to somebody in the garden, in the yard, and they say, listen, you can come over here and eat with us. The Bible says that he begins to eat literally pods, and almost like a pen. And then the Bible says that he begins to think to himself, man, even the worst servants where I'm from eat better than this. Because here's what happened to this man, and I'm believing it's going to happen tonight. The Bible says, New King James Version, he came to himself. Every man must come to himself. When you come to yourself, what happens is that all the lights turn on. The Bible said it's like scales begin to fall off your eyes, and you begin to see things much more clearer because you realize that what you asked for it too soon. But you all know I love the ending of this particular parable because this man says, you know what? All my stuff is gone. I'm living like I do not want to live. I had it much better at the place that I was at. But you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to go on home. And don't you know, as a good father is, as our Father in heaven is to this day, the Bible says that every day the father went out to see whether or not his son was coming home. Because no matter what you've done and no matter what you've been, God is always looking for you. Don't you ever think that you've done something so bad that God has forgotten about you? Let me tell you right now, the Bible says, I wish that no man should perish. I'll always be there for you. All a man has to do is come crying and calling to me. And so the Bible says that this man is looking down the road and he's just waiting for that day. He's waiting for that day when his son is coming home. Why? Because he's got faith that his son is going to eventually come home. I want to talk to every parent in here that's got a wayward child. I don't care how long your child's been out in the streets. Don't you spend a day not praying for your child. You believe that God is going to save your child. You believe that God is going to bring your child back home. And then there comes a day that that man looks down the road and here it is, the son is coming home. And don't you know that there's so much joy in the family? And as the son is coming home, the man, he sees his son. He don't ask his son where he been. He don't ask his son what he's done. What he does is he embraces his son like a good dad does. And he says, welcome home, son. And he doesn't stop there, everybody. He looks at his son and he looks at his other son and he looks at all the servants and he says, listen, get the table ready. My son is home. Don't ask me what he done. It don't matter no more. All that matters is now that my son is home. Matter of fact, he says this, put the best robe on him. Put the best ring on his finger. Set the table up the best way. I'm trying to talk to about 10 of you to tell you right now, I don't care what you've done in 2018, God is getting ready to suit you with his best. That this is the... You can receive it if you want to. But that's how good my God is. My God is so forgiving. My God is so merciful. People, I ask you where you've been. Why you going to that church? You know you got that going on. Why you doing this? You know you got this, that, and going on. Aren't you so glad that he'll throw all my sins into the sea of forgetfulness? You might judge me, but my God won't. I've heard the voice of God, and I'm going home. Lean on somebody and say, I'm going home. I'm going home. Where am I going? I'm getting back into that space, in that place in my mind where I can think right, where I can process right. I got a news flash for you. There's about 8 friends around you you're going to cancel. Friends will mess your dreams up. The Bible says they'll be like wolves in sheep's clothing. Pastor, you don't understand. Those only people I got. We've been down since we was kids, but they hurt you. The Bible says if you want friends, show yourself friendly. God will send you some new friends. Oh, I just felt something right there. Lift your hands right now. Lift your hands if you believe in God for new friends in 2018. Ooh, Lord. Now clap your hands that it's already done in the name of Jesus. Now look at the person next to you and say, are you one? Are you one? Are you one he's talking about? Are you one? Are you one? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I got to finish. We're about to get into this new year. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Come on, get in. Come on, stand to your feet all over the building. Come on, lift your hands all over the building. Oh, we got about 6 minutes or so. Oh, Lord. Bombard this altar right now. Those of you that are saying, listen, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home to my right place. I'm coming home to Jesus. I'm coming home. It's turning around right now for me and my life. I'm going into this year the right way. Come to this altar right now. You say, I'm going into this year the right way. The right way. There it is. Come on. Come quickly. Come from the balcony area. Come on. I'm going into this year the right way. I'm coming home. I'm a prodigal in this place. It's about the voice of God. I'm going to hear the voice of God. I'm going to obey the voice of God. I'm going to adhere to the voice of God. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Here I am, God. I'm coming to you broken. I'm coming to you jacked up. I'm coming to you messed up. I'm coming to you just as I am. No fluff. no nothing, Lord. I'm not coming with anything other than a body that is surrendering to you. Come on, keep coming all over the building. All over the building. I'm coming home. 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 Prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, come home. Prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, come home. And it is as you come home that the voice of God will begin to become clearer, that you'll begin to hear the voice of God. You'll be able to discern the voice of God. This is not a complex, complicated lifestyle. This lifestyle with Jesus is based upon pure relationship. No judgment zone with God. No judgment zone. You can tell him every secret, everything you've ever done, everything that you're ashamed about, everything that's been done to you. Every man who touched you wrong. Every hurt and pain that you have gone through in 2018 and beyond. Now is your time to lift your hands right now, and please do that. Lift your hands right now. Simply all you're doing is putting yourself in a surrendering position before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue to come. Continue to come. Thank you, Lord, for these men and these women up here. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Altar workers, make sure you connect with these folks. Don't pray with them. I'm going to pray with them. But make sure you connect with them. We want to help the disciple. We want to help the disciple, every man, every woman up here right now. Let me lead you in this prayer. Father God, I just thank you for every man, every woman at this altar right now. And they're simply saying they're coming home. Some of them don't know you, Lord God. They have not walked intimately with you. They do not want to enter into the 2019 without knowing you as Lord and as Savior. Father God, there's some folk up here that, Lord, that they don't even understand all of the rhetoric, even of church, and that they're just trying to figure things out. Lord God, do something that only you can do. There's broken hearts up here, Lord God. There's folk that have fallen away. There's folk that are disappointed, Lord. There's folk that despondent. Father God, do what only you can do. With every hand lifted at the altar right now, I want you to say, Father God, here I am, broken before you. Father God, receive me just as I am. Father God, every sin that I have ever committed, I repent right now. I lay it at the altar. Father God, receive me as your son, as your daughter. Father God, today I step off the throne of my own heart and I commit myself and I commit my life, I commit my future to walking fully with you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, I believe that you are saved and you are set free by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody go crazy for this folk who came. The angels are rejoicing. Listen, that was okay. I mean this, you all. I want us to just go crazy. I mean, just put those hands together like you at a Browns football game. I mean, put those hands. Okay, Steelers football game. Put your hands together right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody go crazy for souls. Congratulations, congratulations. Pray for her. Let me get a woman of God. Pray for her. Pray for her. God is touching her. God is touching her. I see the clock. I see the clock. God is touching her. Altar workers, just scan. If you need to go to somebody, go to her. You need to go to somebody, you need to pray with them. Pray with them. If you want to stay up here, you can do so. If you want to stay up here, you can do so. Oh, my Lord. Here we go. Here we go, y'all. We about to celebrate. Y'all ready to celebrate? Y'all ready to celebrate? Here we go. 10, 9. Get with your loved one. Get with your loved one. Get with your loved one. 4, 3, 2. Go tell somebody Happy New Year. Cross-pollinate. Find somebody. Hug somebody. Give them a high five. Tell them Happy New Year. Hey, can we celebrate for a minute? Y'all ready to celebrate? Come on. Put those hands together. Come on. Let's celebrate, y'all.
Yeah.
expect the great. Don't leave here without me speaking a blessing on you for 2019. Expect the great. The blessing is on you. It is. You're saved, delivered, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The blessing is on you. It'll cost you something, but the blessing is on you. Expect the great. Listen, you've already had years where you didn't expect much at all. Why not go into this year and expect the great? I got a news flash for everybody in here. 2018 is over. And this is the beginning of a new year. I said this is the beginning of a brand new year. Behold, all things have passed away and all things have become new. Expect the great in this new year of 2019. Look at somebody dead in the eyes and tell them the blessing looks good on you. The blessing looks good on you. Amen. 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 You blew the shofar. Blow that shofar. We received that. I'll be teaching on that soon. I'll be teaching on that soon. Listen, before I speak the blessing, I thank you again so much for coming out and just celebrating this brand new year with us. My wife and I, as well as the team, we love you all so much. Listen, there's many somebodies here today who does not have a church home. This is not a commercial and infomercial for this church home. But it is to tell you that there's a safe place here. That there's a church family that will love you, that will cover you, that will pray for you. You're looking at two people who love each other compassionately and fully. And we love this church that we've had the opportunity to serve now for some 10 and a half years. And we can boldly say, and I'm not just speaking it just to speak it, it's real. We live in our best life right now. This church has never been more blessed. This church has never been more favored. And neither have my wife and I, and whatever gets on the head. Y'all better receive this. Whatever gets on the head gets on the body. It's Psalm 133, family. I'm under an incredible man and woman of God, whom I love unconditionally. Tremendous, tremendous man and woman of God and Bishop and Pastor Kathy. It's an honor to serve them in this capacity. And I'm so humbled to be a servant for each of you. But I mean that. And Bill and the team, you didn't just sing that song just to be singing it. Expect the great. See, I have to say that, I promise you I'm going to speak the blessing in a minute. Because I just don't want you to go into this year weighted down. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Because some of you all have things that are not finished that happened in 2018. And what happens is you come into a new year and they just have to complete itself. But I need to just speak perfect peace and rest over you right now. All those sleepless nights, they will be no more in the name of Jesus. I cover you right now that you would have sweet sleep. The Bible says I'll give you sweet sleep. Cover you right now in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. How many of y'all excited? Man. Meet us back here next Sunday. 10 o'clock a.m. I'll be on The Voice all month. We'll be in a series all month preaching on the voice of God. All ready. Hey, honey, you ready to speak the first blessing for 2019? All right, lift your hands all over the building. Keep your eyes open. Don't close them. This is not prayer. This is blessing. So, so excited. And listen, we're going to make our way as quickly as possible right out there. We want to wish you a happy new year and hug on you and all that good stuff. So if you don't have to go running out, please just stop by and just tell us hello just for a moment. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name in all the earth. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that is appointed to your hands from the Lord on high. We speak and we bless that this will be a year of the voice, that the voice of God would be clearer than it's ever been in your life. And you would make decisions as they determine destiny that will point you towards heavenly and great things. We bless your jobs, your homes, your finances. We bless you emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We command by the word of God that this be a completely life-giving and fulfilling year by the blood of the Lamb. And we tell you each and every week, God's only given us one life to live. All we can do is live it the very best that we can. Be excited. Be energetic. It's 2019, y'all. So much so that you have to do what, home church? Love on somebody, a high five them. Wish them a happy new year. We love y'all.